Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. Morning, everybody. What a day it's been. Another turn and burn. I still have a John Morant hangover, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Are you buying a jersey? Oh, by the way, we didn't even get to the thing I wanted to address. They posted. They've been posting on socials about him, right?
Oh.
Did you see they posted the photo of him going for a dunk with a jersey?
And Let's talk about it. That's in my notes. It's a leftover.
He's wearing number 12. This is controversial to some.
Sometimes I hate this city and I hate this fan base.
Wow.
I do.
Wait a minute. Hold
the
on.
The idea.
Why do you think why do you hate the fan base?
This is going to become a legitimate debate online. I already saw the start of it yesterday. Morang was yelling at people on social media. Like, this already became a thing of, like, should he or should he not be able to wear number 12?
I saw a lot of people actually arguing he should be able to. LaMarcus is not retired yet.
No.
Why are we doing this with 7 and 12?
That's exactly my point.
If you ain't in the rafters,
you can wear
it's
the number.
Eligible.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
Shouldn't be off limits until it's off limits.
I also like to the notion of you can't say, can't dump on LaMarcus for leaving in free agency. He made a business decision. Like, yeah, you can when it comes to retiring your number. Should LaMarcus Aldridge's number be retired in Portland?
I mean, how many do we have officially?
That's not the question.
No, hold on.
Don't look at our history. Let's
how
look towards the future.
Have?
I don't
he
care
is...
about Bob Petrie. I want to know about LaMarcus Aldridge.
He's in the 90 percentile
You're
of players
Tom
you
Dundon.
Retire number four.
You're Tom Dundon.
I retire it.
You retire the number?
Well, I can't do it now with Ja.
Wait till Ja's done.
What's more likely, LaMarcus has 12 or Ja has 12 retired in our rafters?
I mean, it's definitely LaMarcus, but
it's
still.
It's probably LaMarcus.
Still,
but
I just like.
If it wasn't used, like, we've argued about the Roy thing. We don't need to get into it, right?
No. That has been a topic that will not go away, but still nobody can wear number 7.
Carmelo Anthony was not allowed to wear number 7. He had to go to 00 because of Brandon Roy, but we're not retiring it. I don't know what we're doing here.
What is the point? If you want to retire the number, then retire the number.
If it's off limits, make it officially off limits. Who was the last jersey retirement ceremony we had?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's been a hot second here, hasn't it?
That's a really good question.
It has to be like a Kersey or a Drexler or a Porter, doesn't it?
I'm trying to think if there's nobody more recent than that. So whoever the last one amongst Clyde, Terry, those are the only two guys from that team that are retired.
Hmm.
We haven't retired Kersey's number. I mean, I don't know who else from that team would have been eligible or thoughtful of, like, we should probably do that. It had to have been Clyde or it had to have been Terry, based on just looking at their jersey retirements. Everybody else played before those guys. So unless we went back and, like, corrected a mistake and re-retired a number, I don't know. But based on my look at it,
I mean,
it
we
had
have two number 30s retired.
I mean, we do it, too.
We're doing the Mariner thing. The Mariners are retiring Randy Johnson.
We do.
And they just retired Ichiro.
51-51.
Welcome to the stage.
Will the real number 51 please stand up?
I mean, I certainly understand the argument of
he was a good player.
Retiring
That's fine.
Him. I do, but it's not retired. So the number, in my mind, it's eligible.
How are we going to react if he's not allowed to wear number 12? We make John Moran pick it. We do the unofficially retired number 7 and number 12.
Have you seen any reporting that's a deal? If they're putting him in a Photoshop with 12, I think he's getting his number.
Did we do that with Carmelo Anthony when we signed him? Did we do a Photoshop him in 7?
I don't know if we did that.
I don't remember if we did it or not.
But I can just tell you that the reporting was behind the scenes. He was quietly said, like, hey, kind of 7 is a tough one for us for obvious reasons. Brent Roy. And he was like, okay, I'll go get 00.
Fine,
like, he just wanted to play in the league.
Yeah.
So
he was just desperate for what? John Morant's probably the same. Hungry for a chance here.
I think because he's younger, he might be still in the mindset of, like, 12's my number, though.
12's my thing.
12's my, you know.
Well, that was a controversy yesterday that everybody yelled about online. Let's get to just some leftovers in the NBA that we haven't talked about yet. We'll get the Statter story coming up here in a little bit. And then obviously have Team USA tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How about our guy Tiago Splitter adding another piece to his team? Norman Powell, who was on the move from Miami, had a good little run there in Miami. He just signed a 2-year, $45 million deal with the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls going to make some noise in the Eastern Conference this year? We're looking at the Bulls as a threat, as a playoff threat?
I'm not looking at them as a threat because they're in the rebuilding stage. I'm looking at them as potentially being an exciting team.
Hmm.
And part of that is, you know, you get to the draft and you get multiple pieces, and one of those is Caleb Wilson, who certainly has the athleticism to get people excited. I don't know what he is as a shot creator, but he is somebody that you look at and you go, Caleb Wilson finishing lobs on you know, from Norm Powell down the court could be a really exciting thing. I just think people are excited about what the Bulls could become. Their ownership still sucks.
Yeah.
Has forever, despite the 6 championships.
Long time.
Feels like when they fired their general manager and they brought in Tiago Splitter, it does feel like this regime is trying to build this thing up the right way. That's the takeaway of the Chicago Bulls. You go sign Norm Powell to a nice deal, 2 years, $45 million.
That seems like a good contract.
He's a bucket getter. He's probably going to be their leading scorer. Like, yeah, if I'm a Bulls fan, I'm more excited today that they signed Norm Powell
than you were like a year ago. Absolutely. Where you were at.
Yeah. Yes.
Seems like progress is going in the right direction. By the way, a quick World Cup update. The Congo just scored against England. The first game of the day is underway. And Congo is out to a 1-0 lead.
England losing in the round of 32 would
be pretty disastrous for them.
It would be hilarious to me.
Would be funny, especially on our 250th anniversary. Thank you, former daddy. We will talk about the World Cup later on in this hour of radio. The other one that was interesting to me, like, we knew it was going to happen. It was more about the idea of, like, what did it take to go get him and what was the package going to look like, because other teams were involved in it. The Raptors going and getting Kawhi. So the picks, I want to pull up the full details of the trade, because it was a lot, man. And just the idea of where they go and what the move means for them in the long run. So they're sending him to Toronto in exchange for Brandon Ingram, Grady Dick, 2 unprotected first-round picks in 2031 and 2033, a pick swap for next year's draft in 2027, and 2 second-round picks.
They got a haul.
They
the
got
Clippers
a haul.
Clippers got a gift from God. I don't know if they're going to lose these picks with this aspiration.
That would be really funny
fiasco.
If they did.
Well, I kind of wonder if they did. If the Raptors knew, one, you bring back a hero, a city hero, who, speaking of having jersey retirements, probably going to get one with the Clippers and the Raptors.
Probably. Was that video, did I get butt cracked that he showed up at a Blue Jays game last night? Or did that actually happen?
I missed it.
Because there was a video of him walking down. I didn't know if it was from the last time he signed or was traded there, or if it was from actually yesterday, but there was a video of him walking down.
Who the manager was. Did you see any Blue Jays involved? I mean, he's known about he's going to go to Toronto for probably
a
week now.
That's why I thought maybe it was actually from last night and he got traded and he flew out to Toronto, but I couldn't tell the timestamp.
It looks like it's him.
That's what I thought.
The Blue Jays said, what it do, baby?
Yeah, they were welcoming in. So they're going to welcome. I mean, he won a title there, dude.
This was yesterday. This really did
okay.
happen.
Okay, and last year, it's one of the kind of he played 65 games last year. He averaged, if you round up, 28 points per game, 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists.
He was sensational when he played.
Dude, he shot nearly 39% from 3, 50% from the floor. Like that. He's 35 years old.
Yep.
So that's part of the question I have here from Toronto. I get it from the Clipper side. They're getting out of this. The investigation's going on. You need picks. You're restarting. Of just what it means for Toronto. They're an interesting team now, because if you get that Kawhi, the East is a little bit wide open, and there's some wiggle room for them to be able to make something happen. I don't know how much longer he has in terms of being an elite player, and it's a lot to give up for a 35-year-old, and you hope that he stays healthy and available, and there's not a suspension from the NBA.
So I couldn't help but go to the spot of the NBA is going to lay down a punishment on the Clippers at some point this summer. Like, Silver's already asked for the punishment to be released, as if he doesn't run the league. I always found that funny. I just couldn't help but wonder if some of the pick stuff included was the Raptors saying, we want him. We know you're going to get hit. Here's, you know, maybe whatever it is. And maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be a giant financial fine or something. But I thought this was a real big price tag. Like, we're talking about a guy that wasn't going to extend in LA. They weren't going to give him the contract. So you're leveraged there. There's clearly going to be a hammer if he is re-signing with the Clippers of some part of what happened with the aspiration stuff. And then the Clippers are just, they're leveraged, and somehow they trade him, and he's 35, and he's still very good, but like, to get all of that, I thought that was a great trade for them. Like,
for a 35-year-old?
We make fun of the SGA trade, and we should, but nobody faults him for making it. It's just the laugh factor of it didn't work, and it worked for the other team. They regained a lot back for this, and I didn't think they would get quite that much. But you also have to look at it from Toronto's angle. The East, whatever you make of it, and some will not respect it, but I said during the playoffs, I'll say it again, the depth is good. They're going to be in the mix here if he stays healthy. It's him, it's Quickly, it's Barrett. They didn't have to give up Barrett in this.
Yeah.
Scotty Barnes, oh, by the way,
all-defensive,
all-star guy. Jakob Poeltl down at center. Colin Murray Boyles, I thought, had a really good under-the-radar kind of season for them. They are a team that, if healthy, and he really likes the medical staff in Toronto – that's going to be one to throw into the mix here. So I understand it from Toronto. I thought they paid a little bit too high of a price. But when a guy wins a title for you and he can play,
right,
he's that position, you kind of have to pay a premium. And Toronto is no different than Portland in that regard of you got to pay a little over the price tag if you want to get the guy. He's still out a lot of love for Toronto. So fine move for Toronto. I thought great move for the Clippers.
Yeah, they had no choice but to do it. I will be curious what the punishment ends up being from the NBA and how aggressive they are. And also, is it fair that nothing – it doesn't appear at least, and maybe this ends up not being true. Is any of this going to go towards Kawhi Leonard, one of the guys who benefited from the – you know, ridiculous contract. I did see one of my favorite memes. I think somebody sent it to us a couple days ago. Was the remember the I think it's Tiger shaking Vern Lundquist's hand behind the 16th green, calling his finals Masters, and you see him shaking the hand, and there's just a hand coming out from behind the tree, and it was Kawhi Leonard. The tree, all the trees that Kawhi Leonard planted, thanking Kawhi on his way out.
Oh,
and you just see this high from behind the tree, and it's like, oh, thank you. Thanks for the high five. So, you know, 35-year-old, I'm really curious how that works for Toronto. Your point on the East, valid. It's wide open. Clippers had to make that move. They had no other choice but to restart and get some draft capital, and they got a lot of it. The Lakers are apparently signing everybody to deals right now. They have moved on quickly from the LeBron James sweepstakes.
They signed another player?
Dude, in like 9 minutes, they've signed three players.
Can you name them? Because I saw the Walker Kessler one. We talked about that briefly.
Quentin Grimes has agreed to a 4-year, $60 million deal to join the Lakers.
I like that move.
Colin Sexton has agreed to a 2-year, $19 million deal to join the Lakers.
I like that move.
And
they paid too much for Walker Kessler, in my opinion, but he's a great fit with Luka and Reeves. He's a good player. I still think they paid way too high of a price. Those are good moves. Look at the West, and we talked about this a little bit at the end of last year, at the end of the playoff run, and I'll continue to highlight, you have to stack up in the West, not just OKC and San Antonio.
No.
I don't know where Utah's going to be now with no Walker Kessler, but I assume they'll be better than what they were. They won't quit as much as they did the last couple of years for tanking. Are you better than the Lakers? Because I don't think you are with that roster.
I wouldn't pick you to finish ahead of them right now. Now, is Luka healthy? What does that look like? That's a big question of it. Also, let me say it slowly so I can get it out. Mamu Kalashvili.
Yeah, the Toronto guy, right?
Yes. He also signed a 4-year, $52 million deal with the Lakers.
I really like him.
In the last 11 minutes, actually, if you go back to Walker Kessler.
So the Lakers have basically filled out the roster.
In the last 30 minutes, they have gotten, Kessler, Kalashvili, Quentin Grimes, and Colin Sexton. So they have been busy.
What is Houston doing?
I don't know. Houston's an interesting team.
You can certainly point to us if you're another city and say, what are they doing? I don't know what Houston's doing.
If they called and said, can we have...
Is Denver going to do something here?
I know. Jamal Murray is an interesting conversation.
Minnesota feels like they should probably...
They
really love LaMelo.
I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota tries aggressively to do the LeBron thing. Like, that would be fun to see him team up with Anthony Edwards for a little bit. If Houston called and said, we'll give you Jabari for Shaden, is that an easy yes? Hard yes? Complicated yes?
I mean, is it an easy yes? It is because of the fit.
The roster.
It's roster. I'm also, and I liked Jabari coming out of college, right? Whatever that is worth. Jabari has moments. I think Jabari also lacks a little basketball IQ.
So we're swapping a guard version of Shaedon Sharpe for a power forward version of Shaedon Sharpe?
There's certainly some of that.
Got it.
But fit.
It's not a guard.
Here.
Length.
It's different here.
Here.
Is what you're going to get.
He's in a better locker room.
I think most people would probably say he's the better player. He addresses some of your needs here. John Collins was a name we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Detroit.
Yes, he is.
So we'll see if Jalen Duren ends up going to the Kings and they figure that out. But
Kings are going to throw a bag at him, aren't they?
Dude, somebody actually had a really funny tweet, and I have to say it.
At least we're not the Kings.
It said, it was something the effect of, like, did you watch him play in the playoffs? And then it was the Kings' response, nope, and that works for us because we're not in the playoffs.
We've only been once in 30 years.
We just need regular season Jalen Duren because we don't go to the playoffs.
We ain't going
to
be there anyway, so we might as well get a guy who's dominant 1 through 82.
Jabari, I think easily people here would get excited because you'd fix your logjam of 5 total guards. Yeah.
And it gives you
points.
Some of the length that you need in a 4 and all that.
Yeah, but I thought Jabari was pretty underwhelming this year for Houston. They needed Jabari Smith to pop, and I just didn't see a whole lot. In my opinion, doesn't mean he can't work out as a Blazer, but I think overall I do the deal, But it ain't like I'm sitting there super stoked, jacked, as if it's going to be the end all be all.
The change and
are.
The big move that they were you know, maybe going to make this offseason. To your point on John Collins, that was the only other one in my NBA roundabout notes here that he signed earlier this morning, I think it was, about 5 o'clock this morning. Signed a 3-year, $51 million deal with Detroit.
Yeah.
So part of that is obviously you're replacing Beef Stewart, who got moved. And then the other part of it is the Jalen Duren thing, because Sacramento is aggressively going after him. We got our issues. We might be starting four guards at the same time on opening night, all of them point guards. So certainly laugh at us all you want, NBA. There is an aspect of like, God, the Kings, man. Like, how do you watch the playoffs?
The Kings. You know the Kings are in the second apron.
The Kings are
in the luxury.
Yeah, I guess
tax.
Levine opted in.
Or not the second apron. They're in the tax, though.
I mean,
they're $4.6 million over the tax.
It's
line.
Insanity, dude. It's like, all the guys that they've traded, the coach that they fired
they're
wins
so
the NBA
bad.
Finals. Halliburton goes to Indiana, leads into an NBA Finals. De'Aaron Fox is in San Antonio. He's in the NBA Finals. Like, everything they've touched has turned wrong, and Jalen Duren just reeks of the latest in that category of. Why would you go get a guy who doesn't have an offensive game necessarily and was an absolute liability in the playoffs last year? Like, I'm not saying Jalen Duren doesn't have value.
Do you think he can get better? That's the idea of it.
I don't think his offensive game is going to get a lot better. I just don't. I think he's a good player. I think he's a good enforcer. I think he's a good physical. Like, all of those things are things you want to have on a player.
Sure.
The problem in Detroit was he's filling a role and needing to be something that he's just not. Like, mm-hmm. He's not a number two scoring option or a number two guy. And so the idea of him Sacramento, go ahead, throw it back at him, dude. Have fun with that. I know he's young. I get it, but man.
Sacramento and the Pelicans, I think for Portland's sake, are just two franchises you can routinely point to and go, yeah, we at least, we're never below them.
Charlotte was that a little bit until last
they
year.
Were.
Now, I know they're just in the play-in, so maybe they're still there for some people, but I think they've had a decent offseason.
Well, I do like Darius Acuff. I love Darius Acuff.
Yes,
I think that was a great draft pick.
I'm with you there.
Draft, but
I'm with you there.
Until they're – talk about meddling owners. Man, that Congo player, you would have thought he just got sniped the way he just went down. Unbelievable. He got the yellow card, though.
How is he alive?
How will he ever recover? He'll be up in 2 minutes.
That was ball first, was it not?
That was crazy.
That was pretty close.
Sacramento just forever going to operate like this. We're worried about Tom Dundon being meddling.
Yes.
That dude, remember when that guy wanted to do the cherry pick idea?
I do. I remember
He's
that.
He's like, what if we played 4-on-5 on defense to have one guy back on offense? That was the instant first, oh no, oh no.
Uh-oh.
This is not going to go well in Sacramento.
This is. And one last thought here, and then we'll go to Stat or Story in the next segment. In wonderful Blazer fandom, what are we talking about? Number 12 should be retired for Billy Ray Bates. Amen, brother.
That's Swag's all-time favorite Blazer.
Amen.
By the way, you see
I'm a closet Artis Gilmore fan.
Well, that too. You see him claim that he swam?
He's claiming he swam?
I forget where he claims he swam. But
social media claim from Swag?
Because he's a tweeting fool right now in
Europe. Dude, the guy will not stop on social media. Put the phone down, Swigard.
He's claiming that he swam. Now, I bet you he's going to say, I could only go swim like 40 yards from the shore versus his 500 yards in the Pacific Ocean while he goes to Hawaii every time.
Every time I see one of these ocean photos from him, I want a 500-yard swim and I want it documented because that will never happen. There you go. There's the latest roundup out of the NBA. Let's get to Stat or Story, and that is next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That is right, folks. It is Stat or Story time. We missed it last week. It's great to have it back.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Here's how it works if you're new to the show. I haven't done this in a while. Maybe I should. Throw out a number. Sometimes it's a stat. I like playing that game. It should associate it with a stat and a story. And we got a guess, and so we all throw one out there. Who wants to be the leadoff hitter today? Anybody jonesing to go first? You want to go first?
I'm not jonesing, but I'll go first.
Okay, you go ahead.
Your number is three.
Three, simple and easy.
Three.
Three.
Is it the number of turnovers per game Ja Morant averaged with the Memphis Grizzlies?
That's a hell of a save by the Congo right there.
Or is it the amount of dollars a Portland teen paid for a Wilt Chamberlain jacket
what?
That could fetch $250,000 at an auction?
Whoa.
How long ago did he buy the... I'll wait for more details. Okay. Three. With his usage rate, I feel like it has to be higher than that per game. Bad dirt logic? I'm going to go story. Give me story, final answer.
I'll go stat.
You go stat? In the order of operation.
Yeah.
Dirt, you are correct. 3.4 averaged turnovers per game for Ja Morant, our new franchise leader with the Memphis Grizzlies. Also, the career leader in 15 different categories in Memphis's all-time history of basketball.
He's the leader in 15 categories for the Grizzlies?
Yeah, would you like the list?
I actually would.
Okay. Field goal attempts per 100 possessions.
Oh, okay.
Field goals per 100.
Yeah.
Points per 100. Turnovers per 36. Free throws per 36. Free throw attempts per 36. See where I'm going with most of these stats?
Yeah, it's a theme
Shut up, nerd.
It's a theme here.
Averaged most points per game, triple-doubles, 15 records for the Memphis Grizzlies, for our new beloved franchise overlord, Ja Morant, the real number 12.
We got to shoot him.
We got to
shoot him. Let's go.
Yeah, this story, it's a local story. It's catching traction on social media, but this is a local story. A 19-year-old kid by the name of Quinn Brown loved to go bin shopping at thrift stores.
Okay.
And last January found himself at a Goodwill outlet, unearthed a proverbial gold mine in a sea of discarded clothing, a Los Angeles Lakers warm-up jacket later authenticated as having been worn by NBA legend Wilt Chamberlain during the 72 finals. Said, quote, I saw somebody looking at it, and I was kind of waiting. They ended up just throwing it back in the bin.
Dude, imagine being that guy.
I immediately grabbed it. I didn't know what I had at the time, but I definitely knew it was something special. He went and got it authenticated, and he found out not only was it good, it was worn by Wilt Chamberlain.
Insane.
The jacket is up at auction at Sotheby's beginning Wednesday and expected to sell between $150,000 to $250,000. He has spent the past 3 years searching thrift stores and reselling vintage clothing. Before this find, the most he had made on a single item was $250 for a vintage T-shirt. He postponed his freshman year of college to pursue reselling full-time, spending long hours digging through bins all over outlets in the Portland metro area.
You get one worth $250,000, it's totally worth it.
It's $250,000.
How does somebody have that and not realize it's a Laker jacket from warm-up? Like,
actually worn by... Well, here's the thing about Goodwill, and I can tell you about this in the Happy Valley area and probably any other. You can easily identify stuff and go... Dead person stuff. Dead person stuff. Dead person.
We have boxes of stuff, and we don't want to go through all this. Here
we didn't know anything, and we're a friend, not a family member. Let's just throw it at the Goodwill. It's the easiest thing to do instead of sifting through. That being said, dude, how big did it have to be on Wilt Chamberlain as a warm-up?
That's a big jacket right there. That thing's going down to my knees.
$3 for $250,000.
Hell of an investment. BYU, Brandon, you want to go? You want to go second?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go next.
All right.
All right. Your number. 3.2. Is it the average number of total goals scored per game in the group stage of this year's World Cup?
Oh.
Or is it the average number of boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese per person per year consumed in Canada? It is Canada's 159th birthday today.
Huh.
Whoa, they upstaged us with an earlier birthday?
They did. They're trying to jump in line
here.
Who
do you think you are?
Get out of here, Canada.
Neighbors to the north.
I'm going to go stat. I think it's a higher average. I love Kraft macaroni and cheese. I eat three a month, probably.
So Canadians are average? You're telling me Canadians average 3.2 boxes a year of Kraft?
Per person.
It's got to be more than that, dude.
Not
there's
a
dark dark winters up there. You're at 7 or 8 at least.
You
give
know
me
they're
stat.
Dumping maple syrup all over that year
it's
round.
Stat, final answer.
Stat, final answer.
Double stat.
Double stat in your face.
Damn it. Oh, he double horned us.
Wow, yeah. Double horned us. He must be Canadian.
The average number of total goals scored in the group stage of this year's World Cup was 2.99. So it is 3.2 per boxes per person in Canada. They love their mac and cheese. That's
up
apparently 50% more than Americans.
What? We're averaging less than 2 boxes a person in America of Kraft mac and cheese?
3 boxes, but yes.
I don't buy it, dude. I don't buy
year?
It. How do you even get, like, these things are so dumb.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I'm probably eating 50.
We polled 55 Americans from 3 different states.
They said they eat 4. They said they eat 2. They said they eat 1.
The average of the whole country
is
just
ludicrous. Like, absolutely ludicrous. Here. I'm not kidding you. I'm probably close to 30 a year. I love Kraft macro, especially with a kid now, dude. Half the time he's not eating stuff, and you're just like, what's he going to eat? He's going to eat mac and cheese. I'm making mac and cheese tonight. You know who else is happy? Dad. Because I love Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. That just happened to me yesterday.
Did it? You're just like, yeah, with the kid. You're like, man, you need to eat something.
I came home. There was a pot of mac and cheese sitting there. My kids aren't eating it. All right.
You're diving in,
Brandon,
aren't you?
Finish it off.
It's so good, dude.
Do I partake? I don't usually, but do I, when scooping the bowls for the kids, take 2 massive bites in the process?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do I throw twice as much butter as should be in there? Yes. Maybe I do. Sue me.
Throw some chili in there or some hot dogs.
I'm going to give you my favorite thing. There's a lot. We could go. We could do a whole show on the food. Foods your kids don't eat that you get to finish, right? I think the one I enjoy the most that I'm disappointed in my kids for allowing it, I forever have always loved pizza crust. And so every time we get pizza, guess who's getting about 12 pizza crusts?
You're a pizza crust guy, huh?
Love pizza crust, dude. I routinely love to dip pizza crust in Diet Coke.
You get your Diet Coke out, start dipping.
Dude, Diet Coke bread is so under the radar.
That's a new one for me. I've never heard of that.
You do it in your Dr. Pepper,
I'll
and you come
that.
Back and go, they need to make Dr. Pepper fried bread.
Okay.
It's going to blow your mind.
Try that.
Sounds delightful.
Nice. It's so good. It sounds gross. I'm totally admitting this
different.
At the front end.
But I'm going to try it.
Don't hold it. We're not going for soggy Oreo here.
A quick dip.
Just a quick little dip in and out, and you get saucy Diet Coke bread. It's so good.
Nice.
Deep down, I'm fat. Last number for you here in Stat or Story, 8,521. 8,521. Is it?
What a stop. But Congo just
This has been a fun game so far, yeah.
A rush
England's
of what should have been goals.
We've had some good back and forth action. 8,521. Okay. Is it the career postseason total of points for one LeBron James in his career? 8,521 points in his career. Or is it the capacity of Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis?
Oh, I saw this
where
story.
They announced yesterday.
I might get cup action.
They are hosting the cup final game, which is where Butler University plays. Is that their capacity of the arena?
Yeah.
8,521, or is it the career postseason total in points for LeBron James, future Portland Trailblazer?
Okay, hold on.
What is this? Put your computers down. what's going on here? No calculators allowed.
So we did the math yesterday. He has basically almost played 4 additional seasons of basketball from just the playoff game.
It was somewhere in the 300 range, I think,
it
in total career.
It was 368, I think.
Which blows out the second place person.
Or 3.68, so it's almost 4 full seasons.
Yeah.
Hinkle has to be bigger for them to do the cup.
Does it?
Stat.
I'll go stat too. I've been to Hinkle, so I
wait. You've been to
Hinkle? You've been to Hinkle?
Why am
I
leading you? You should be leading me.
I was trying to remember my visit there.
How big is Hinkle? Do you remember if it was big?
It's pretty big. Yeah.
Okay.
We got a Finkel Einhorn situation, and you're out here not helping me.
Who's Finkel? Who's Einhorn?
Wait, so you're going stat?
I'm going stat.
Do you think it's double stat?
It's more than that because I'm going. I think it's more than that.
Okay. You ready? Final answers.
Yeah, I see you. You're on the buzzer.
Oh, okay.
I'll double dip your chip.
You can trick us.
8,521 career postseason points for LeBron James over his, 21 years, 22 years? What are we at now?
Going into 23.
The capacity of Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis is 9,100, so slightly more than that, about 600 more seats. And they announced yesterday, the NBA day. NBA did. This is, look, Adam Silver's an idiot. He gets a lot of stuff wrong, and he's done a lot to harm the league. this was one of the easiest decisions that was a layup just waiting for him. One of the best things that baseball's honestly done over the last however many years is their Field of Dreams game, playing at historic venues. Like, people watch, they tune in. It's coming up, I think, in July. There's a Field of Dreams game on Netflix, I think, is where it's going this year, and they're trying to get Kevin Costner in the booth. Like, the numbers for that have been awesome. Just for a one-off, like, let's go have fun here. The NBA's idea for the Cup was to make the most disastrous courts in the history of the league.
Yep.
And something that nobody wanted to, and it's just like, you make me want to turn your product off. This is so ugly. This is going to be awesome. And I hope that they do it more. Like, you get more on a Cameron Indoor would be sick. Like, just go through college, famous college venues and playing a Cup champion. Like, I will actually tune in to watch that now and be more eager to do so than I would have if they're just playing in Vegas in front of a nondescript crowd on a stupid floor.
We can make fun of the Cup. I'm okay with it. It was something to create, to give some care. You've at least had star players buy in, okay? At least on that level. Is there a venue they could choose where you legitimately would kick around the idea of going with or without the Blazers?
Mac Court. There in a heartbeat. Still real to me, damn it.
What's the capacity at Mac?
That's a great question.
Because it's
definitely
like,
smaller. I would say about 7,000.
It felt like there were 4,000 too many people in that building. When
it was going to fall over.
Is it going to collapse?
Mac Court, dude, no way.
What does it say?
It says 9,087.
And what's Hinkle?
9,100.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Popcorn and piss smell for a Cup championship.
Put it back in the Memorial Coliseum, baby. Bring it back. Give me the white keys on each side. Michael Jordan running through the
hilarious
tunnel. Yeah, that's a brilliant move by the NBA. I love it. I think it adds another layer and dimension to the
It makes it more unique tournament for a sports fan. Like,
yes.
Vegas is Vegas. I get it. But not everybody wants to gamble.
No.
Vegas isn't cheap anymore.
No. Do something fun and unique. Cameron Indoor, like, if you tell me I could go see, like, I don't know, San Antonio versus, you know, whoever the good team, and maybe it's New York again, and that's in Cameron Indoor Stadium, that would be badass to go to.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for a lot of those small market spots like Indianapolis, or, I mean, go to like Kansas or
Kansas. Like, Kansas,
you know, those
is a great one.
Historically, college basketball.
Put it in fog. Spots. I'd be cool with that.
I think there'd be a lot of college kids that would go out there.
Exactly,
like,
and the atmosphere would be great.
They would get a lot of, you know, people would go there.
Kentucky? Could you imagine
Kentucky? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
Arena.
You should offer a super, super big discount to X amount of tickets for the students if you did this.
To create a good atmosphere for the game.
They get so hammered and be so into it. And then you find out where the kids are rooting, like who they like between these two players.
Right, randomly.
That would be a fantastic idea.
I mean, you'd trade a little bit of the short-term revenue for the media dialogue that will come from it, right? Like, you're not going to get a lot of money for playing there. Vegas probably is willing to pay more, but it's about the buzz that you create from your event, I think, would be greater. So, tip of the cap, Adam Silver's kind of an idiot, but I thought that was pretty solid.
Yeah.
There you go. Sadder Story every Wednesday at 9:27. Let's close it up. We got Team USA tonight. What are we looking forward to for the game? We'll keep you updated on what's going on in England and Congo. Final thoughts on the show. Wrap it up next, 105.1 FM The Fam. Well, England and Congo is delivering. It's been back and forth. Congo's got a 1-0 lead. We're in stoppage time of the first half. The Brits are about to lose their S if they lose this game. Oh! Another close shot.
God.
Stop. This has been crazy. Everybody's yelling back and forth, trying to get a goal in here in stoppage time. Congo with a 1-0 lead.
You remember the movie Congo?
I remember the movie Congo.
Terrifying,
yes, I do.
Man.
Terrifying movie.
Just
absolutely terrifying.
Gorillas hunting humans?
Yes, absolutely terrifying.
Oh, my Lord.
The gorilla scene at the end when they're all the silverbacks come out? I mean, that's a,
You ever seen, like, an actual person that goes where gorillas live, and they legitimately just kind of sit around as gorillas are going around them? And
as the gorilla's walking around.
Then when the male comes around, they have to, like, kind of put their head down
a
little
cower, bit. Yeah, don't you cross that gorilla.
Do they smell fear? I could not do that.
I would pee my pants.
I just couldn't do it.
I would never want to do it. I would never try to do it. I want nothing to do with it. I'll look out from the outlook of the zoo if you're in there.
Google image
I'll do
this.
That.
You've probably seen this photo. Google image chimpanzee with no hair. Chimpanzee. We're talking about gorillas. Google chimpanzee with no hair.
That's... No!
That thing is ripping your arm off and slapping you in the face with it.
Yes, it is.
It looks like it's done 9,000 rounds of steroids. The whole body is just a muscle.
Put your hair back on, man. You're
freaking
me out.
It's like a statue.
It's nuts. It looks fake, but that's how strong they are.
Mm.
If there's anything that should be waxing itself, it's chimpanzees.
Yeah, they look great without hair. Picking up chicks left and right.
Man.
I would like to welcome and congratulations to you, Brandon, non-BYU Brandon.
Oh.
Today is the official beginning of the new Pac-12.
Okay.
Hooray.
I'm so stoked.
Are you prepared? God bless the beaver.
Are we excited about this? Boise State sewed their Pac-12 logo into the field last night as it officially began at midnight.
Did we?
July 1st.
Keep it the whole time knowing it's going to...
You guys did tweet out a thing with your jersey of like stitching the Pac-12 logo in, something about new beginnings, and I'm like,
weren't
that's...
Weren't we the Pac-12 last year?
That's not a new beginning. That was the Pac-12. You were already
but
the
weren't
Pac-12.
Weren't we that last year? You the were conference still, didn't actually like technically go
you
away.
You still had the Pac-12 logo on the field. I was very confused by that, but I didn't know if we wanted any sort of celebration on the inaugural day of the new Pac-12. It has officially begun.
Yeah.
Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Gonzaga, San Diego State, Texas State, and Utah State joining the party.
You want to make me excited? Rebrand the Beaver. Get out of this Nutria stupid era you're in. I felt so encouraged at the Fan Golf Classic with the amount of Beaver fans like, yeah, I hate this.
Yeah, a lot of that takeaway.
Just, it's a layup to go to Benny. It's a layup.
It's like the Blazers in their carpet jerseys. Why is there not somebody smart enough to just say, how about we do the throwbacks? People will eat it up.
Remember the play in the finals when Josh Hart got the steal?
I do remember that play.
And he jumped too far away, and he hit the back rim. That was us in our rebrand. We had the easiest dunk possible, and we jumped too early,
and
the ball back rimmed, and it looked like we were going to have the most devastating loss and maybe lose the entire finals.
Yeah.
And now we need Jamarcus Shepherd to step in and OG Anunoby the ball so we can still win.
We need a tip back dunk, please. Dude,
I'm more excited about the recruiting.
I know.
They're making waves in that regard. Like, the Pac-12 is...
I just wanted to welcome the conference back. You're not two members anymore. You've grown. You've populated.
I thought you were going to actually, like, congratulate me on something.
No,
that I care about.
Oregon is expected to sign a couple of blue chip recruits today, and there's a chance that the recruiting class could climb to number one for 2027. So we got that going for us. Keep an eye on that on the recruiting trail.
Okay.
And then later tonight, we get 5 o'clock USA. Bosnia.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
People are nervous about this one.
People were nervous now?
Well, somebody pointed out earlier, Germany was a -700 favorite against Paraguay.
That's true. All of it's very confusing
Congo's
to me.
Congo's looking really good against England right now.
Because somebody texted in earlier, this stuff is like mumbo jumbo to me. I'm trying my best to process it, but we're saying -700 to win. And he said they're not -700 to win, they're -700 to advance. And I thought to myself, well, how do you advance if you don't win?
You're an idiot. How do you not know that?
I cannot speak
another close
English,
one.
But...
How many extra minutes are we getting here? They're already at the 51. Blow the whistle.
It literally, yeah.
Send them to half.
But there's stoppage time in stoppage time.
Insanity.
That's why guys tend to fall down a little bit even in stoppage
down.
Time.
There we go. Finally. Half time!
You know, I think it's really embarrassing you don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I responded. I said, how do they advance if they don't win? And I think his argument was, well, it's just 700 in general to win the game at any point, regulation, extra time, or...
It was -700 total.
Total.
Yeah.
But they're not 700 to win the game. I think his argument was they're not 700 to win it in regulation. It's lesser odds than that.
Okay.
But I, you know.
Yep.
I digress.
Hey, you know what? We have a match that
matters. They're a big favorite, and I'm very excited to watch it tonight.
We haven't had a lot of knockout action in our men's soccer history.
No, we have not.
We're a huge favorite. Doesn't mean we'll win, but I think people are feeling hopeful because it's on home soil.
The get-in price for tonight down at they're down at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara.
We got the kits, by the way. Do we know what kits they're wearing?
I don't know. Do they do like a kit reveal?
I would hope so.
Is there some sort of... Like the Oregon account that does the uniform tees.
Wouldn't you do that?
I mean, I would. How many kits do we technically have? I'm a big fan of the white one over the blue one.
Do you like the red and white stripe one?
Yeah, I like the red and white stripe one.
I'm cool with that one.
That's pretty
Looks
solid.
Like the flag's kind of waving.
Yeah. Get in price, by the way, tonight, $1,369 if you want to go see Team USA against Bosnia.
Sounds about right.
You know, it's
a good stadium.
Ticket.
Easy area to navigate.
Crazy stat on it tonight as we close out the show on a Wednesday. Send Spragov into his 4th of July weekend. This is the first time in a knockout round that the USA is playing a live primetime game in the United States. Like, in terms of not obviously in the United States, because we haven't hosted a lot of World Cups, but, like, in terms of the time of when the game is on.
Yeah.
It is a primetime game tonight at 5 o'clock. And so, do we think the number... Well, who was their last game against? Who did they lose to?
Oh, didn't they tie with Turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
Turkey A.
They lost in the last.
Did we ever see the USA Turkey TV ratings?
I did not see those.
Okay, because I was curious. I know the first two were pretty big.
Their last and only knockout win, by the way, came in 2002 when they defeated Mexico. So it's been a hot second.
So they averaged roughly 23.2 million for Turkey. And that's a game that didn't even count. We had already won the group.
Yeah, we didn't play all our guys.
I'm going to set the over-under at 30 million.
Ooh.
30 million for tonight. 5 o'clock.
I'm going over
30 million tonight.
It's a knockout game.
I know. It's a big deal.
Look, am I nervous? No. But there are certainly millions of people that are nervous about this.
Soccer
over!
Boost.
Way over!
Soccer fans going
to
take this
I think you're
going
to get to like 36 million. What do you mean? Why? Why?
Because you're jinxing it.
What am I jinxing? I just said I'm not nervous. I didn't say we're going to win.
Don't you talk about my teams. Don't you talk about
PKs?
My teams over there.
Although us and
we know your track record. We know your history.
What
here.
Is my track? What?
The curse is alive and well.
Get out of here.
You killed the Mariners last year.
I did
year.
Not. Dan
you
Wilson
individually
did.
Killed them.
Get out of here. 36 million.
36 million is your guesstimate?
That's how many people I think watched that match.
Okay. All right. Let me see what the Australia number was. I know that was a big one. Massive viewership. Thank you. That helps. Combined 20 million. So a little bit more, a little bit less actually than the game that preceded it.
I'm not seeing the wait. Yeah, I'm not seeing the kits. I don't know if they're doing the Stars and Stripe one.
Well, I'm excited. We'll have the footy on the TV today and tonight. That'll do it for us. Have a great 4th of July, buddy. We'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see each other Tuesday because you're off Monday.
I'm off Monday. See you Tuesday.
Enjoy the show. Have a good time tomorrow.
Can't wait to talk about us signing LeBron James tomorrow on the show. BYU Brandon, we're gonna have a ball, baby.
Oh my god! If I'm out the day they
if
sign
if you
LeBron,
miss a LeBron James signing,
you know how that's gonna make me feel.
I know exactly how that's gonna make
I'm
me
one
feel.
That appreciates goats of all eras.
Not my goat. Now he is my goat. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, Jason Quick was awesome this morning talking about the Blazers in their offseason and where they go from here, the Ja Morant signing. Some great intel on why that situation is going to play out and what Mike Anora is already doing. So go check that 105onthefan.com. You can rewind on YouTube as well. It was at 8 a.m. this morning. This has been a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.